You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
Coughing? You're giving up coughing?
Coffee, cloth ears.
Oh, I thought it wasn't much of a sacrifice, giving up coughing for Lent.
Oh, but coffee.
Well, you'd never do it.
Yeah, it's going to be a challenge.
You can barely speak in the morning till you've had your first shot of caffeine.
Yeah, but that's the point, isn't it?
Jolene, love, you're addicted.
Exactly. Do me good to shake the habit. I'll put the money I save into Alan's collection at church.
Ooh, well, £2.50 should help no end with the village hall stage curtain fund.
Well, what are you giving up?
Me? Nothing.
Oh, come on, Kenton, that ain't fair.
Fair?
Well, if we both do it, we can help each other.
Yeah, as I recall, when I gave up booze for Lent, you deliberately sabotaged my efforts.
Oh, only because...
Yeah, by feeding me liqueur chocolates.
It's only because you tormented me by provocatively eating chocolate.
Yeah, well, anyway, after last year, I've had quite enough of sacrifice and deprivation. I'm not ready to subject myself to any more. Can you shove me over those tonics?
Yep. There you go.
Nice. Now, have you talked to Wayne about Mother's Day?
Yeah.
Yeah, and?
And he's going to bake some special bread rolls.
Oh, great.
What?
We can hardly build a big event around bread rolls.
If you just let me finish.
Morning.
Oh, hi, Mum.
Hello. It's so lovely to come in here in the morning and be greeted by the smell of freshly baked bread.
You see?
Yeah.
What? We were just talking about Mothering Sunday.
Yes, it's quite soon, isn't it?
2 weeks.
And I promise not to forget it this year, Mum.
What?
Well, last year.
Oh! Last year was just after the floods.
Do you want a cup of coffee?
No, I'm not stopping.
We've plenty to spare.
I'm eating Carol.
Jolene has given it up for Lent.
Ooh, that's brave.
Reckless, I think, is the word.
Oh, thanks for the vote of confidence.
I think it's very noble of you even to try.
Oh, cheers, Jill.
It's a lovely day out there.
Yeah, it's nice to see the sun, isn't it?
So, Carol and I are going for a walk. I just popped in to ask if you've had the information about this Clean for the Queen thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Neil came by yesterday.
Yeah, and we've agreed to have a skip outside on, when is it?
4th to the 6th of March.
Yes, for people to dump all the rubbish they managed to pick up.
And then they can come inside for a nice hot cup of coffee.
Oh, shut up, Kenton.
Hello, Kirsty.
Oh, is that...
Ursula, yes. Helen left her phone down here. She's upstairs having a rest at the moment.
Oh, right.
How are you?
Oh, fine, thanks. I was just strolling down to the village and thought I might drop round.
Oh, Kirsty.
But if Helen's asleep...
She and Rob had a very disturbed night, I'm afraid.
Oh, dear.
Henry wet his bed.
Oh, no.
Then they had to take him into their bed and then...
Oh, poor Henry. It's not like him, is it?
No. I mean, I can't imagine what might have upset him. Only, Helen said he did have a problem when he first started school.
Did he?
So maybe he's going back after having had such a lovely half term at home with his mum. But let's hope it was just a one-off accident.
Might it be... I mean, how does he feel about the new baby?
Oh, I can't believe it's anything to do with that.
Well, he's had his mum all to himself up till now, hasn't he? Perhaps he doesn't like the prospect of having to share her with a baby brother.
It's possible, I suppose.
Maybe in his little head it feels like a threat.
But Rob and Helen are so careful.
Of course, but...
Giving him lots of attention, answering all his questions.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, could you ask Helen to give me a call?
Yes, of course, dear. I won't forget.
Oh, just look at the buds on that magnolia.
Lovely, aren't they?
Oh, fat and furry like little tiny creatures. You want to stroke them.
You feeling energetic, Carol?
Reasonably so. Why?
Could you walk as far as Bert's bungalow?
Oh, yes.
Only his garden's looking great.
He's been working so hard on it.
He planted lots of primroses and spring bulbs, and they're coming into flower.
And he tells me the house will be ready for him to move back in at the end of the week.
It's been a long haul getting all the work done.
Yes. He's one of the last, isn't he?
The bungalow did take the full brunt of the river surge.
I can't believe it's a year since it happened.
Alan's planning a special service next Sunday. He's trying to get Bert to speak. Listen. Oh, is that song thrush?
Of course.
The true harbinger of spring.
Morning.
Oh, hello, Kirsty.
Do you hear it?
The song thrush?
Yes. First one I've heard this year.
Oh, I've heard a couple over the winter. It's been so mild.
Spring has definitely sprung.
Let's hope so. So where are you off to?
Oh, just down to the village. I was going to pop in on Helen, but her mother-in-law tells me she's resting.
Oh, she's still here, is she, Ursula?
Oh, yeah.
I thought she said she was just visiting for half term.
I guess not.
You've met her, have you, Carol?
Well, she came into the shop the other day while I was there. Rather charming, I thought. A wicked sense of humour.
Jim was telling me about her. Said she was an exceptional woman for a farmer's wife.
Tact never was his strong suit, was it?
What did your mum say earlier?
My mum?
About the smell of bacon.
Oh, yeah, okay,
yeah,
but...
and you've got to admit that them sourdough rolls of his have been going down a storm.
Yes, yes, I know, and... Well, I think it's a great idea for Mothering Sunday, but we can't base our entire menu on bread.
Oh, that's not what Wayne is suggesting.
Oh, isn't he?
Look, as long as we've got Wayne here in the kitchen, we might as well use him. Play to his strengths.
Yeah, let him get his feet well and truly under the table.
Oh, Kenton.
What?
I thought we got past this.
Past what?
You being jealous.
What, me? Jealous of Wayne? Oh, look what you made me do now.
Look, forget he's my ex. And recognise him for what he is, a talented baker who stepped into the breach.
Yeah, all right, all right. So, go on, tell me, what's this brilliant idea of his?
So, he's going to bake premium bread every morning and make up really nice sandwiches.
Sandwiches?
Yeah, nothing fancy. Just a new take on the old favourites. Cheese and pickle, ham and mustard, but using all locally sourced ingredients. Same sort of feel as the new menu in the restaurant.
OK.
OK, what?
Let's go for it.
You think it's a good idea?
Yeah.
Even though it came from Wayne?
Oh, I don't know why you think I have this problem with Wayne. Look, he does occasionally come up with some pretty good ideas.
Could I have that in writing?
And, yes, it wasn't a completely mad idea asking him to cover in the kitchen. But he is only a temporary solution. Isn't he?
Ah, you're awake.
Is Henry playing games on my phone again?
Well, I said he could for 10 minutes, just while I get the lunch underway.
Oh, okay.
Did you manage to sleep?
Yes. Oh, goodness, is that the time?
Oh, you look a lot better, Helen. You were thoroughly washed out this morning.
I didn't mean to sleep so long. Did anyone ring?
Only Tom.
Oh, what did he want?
To know if you're going to be all right for his birthday on Thursday.
I can't miss it.
Oh, are you sure you're up to a party?
It's just a family supper, not some wild knees up. Besides, well, you know about my elder brother, John.
No.
It's also the anniversary of his death.
He died on Tom's birthday?
Yes.
Oh, how awful for you.
Yeah. So we always, you know, get together as a family, mark the occasion.
Of course.
Will you still be here on Thursday?
Oh, yes. That's all right.
Yes, yes. It's brilliant. Means I don't have to worry about finding a babysitter.
I can stay as long as you like.
Well, that's very kind. But doesn't Bruce need you at home?
Oh, don't worry about him. I've got him well trained. He's perfectly capable of looking after himself.
Well, if you're sure.
And I feel my time is much better spent here at the moment, giving you a bit of a hand. Now, Henry's all right with broccoli, isn't he?
Oh, yes, he loves it.
Oh, he's very good about food.
Yes.
So many children of his age are dreadfully picky.
Actually, Ursula, could I ask you a favour?
Of course.
Could you drive me into Borchester?
When?
Well, any time between now and Thursday. I need to get a present for Tom.
Oh, I can get that for you. Just tell me what you want.
Well, I don't know yet. I'll need to have a look around the shops. Only I'd like to get him something special.
Well, I'm not sure when we're going to find the time.
Oh, don't worry, if you're too busy. I can always ask Kirsty.
Oh, no.
She's offered to chauffeur me around any time I need it.
Oh, no, no. No need to ask Kirsty. She's got a full-time job, hasn't she?
Well, she works shifts, so she's often free in the daytime.
I know what we can do.
What?
Well, I'm taking you for your scan on Wednesday, aren't I?
Oh, I thought Rob was doing that.
always needed at Bridge Farm. So we'll pop to the shops after we've been to the hospital. How does that sound?
It feels all wrong, doesn't it?
Strange, certainly.
Like a ghost farm.
Not that bad, surely. There are still plenty of sheep about.
It's just one gets so used to seeing black and white cows everywhere.
Now, what do you think of this?
Oh, my goodness. Look at those primroses.
Aren't they wonderful? And the snowflakes. But was convinced they wouldn't do anything this year because they were planted so late.
And over there, are those snowdrops?
Yes. Frieda loved snowdrops.
He has worked miracles, hasn't he? Mm. When you remember what it was like after the flood, this whole area was just a horrible boggy mess.
Bert reckons all the river silts improved the soil.
Oh, that's just him being modest. It's his green fingers did all this. How does he feel about moving back?
I honestly don't know, Carol. We've all been so busy helping to get the bungalow ready. Pip and Ben were hanging curtains yesterday, and the last of the furniture's being delivered on Friday.
I wonder how he'll find it, living here all on his own.
He seems quite upbeat at the moment.
That's good.
As if he's genuinely looking forward to making a fresh start after the horrors of last year.
What's that?
What?
Cows. I can hear cows. Yes, look, over there.
That's the Herefords. They've been inside all winter. David said he'd be moving them out today.
It's still pretty muddy underfoot.
I know, but they need space in the covered yard for the new cows. They start arriving tomorrow.
And they'll be kept inside?
Only for a few hours. Then they'll go out to the paddocks. And in the afternoon, the second lot will arrive. And then they'll have to move out on Tuesday morning to make way for the third lot.
Golly, how many lots are there?
6 lorry loads. Over 200 cows altogether.
Oh, you're going to have a busy week.
We certainly are.
Well, let's hope this weather holds.
Yes, it's all changed this week. Let's just hope David and Ruth are doing the right thing.
Toby, where the hell have you been?
Do you really want to know?
We've got a meeting with Josh.
I know.
We're going to be late.
As I recall, he said any time this morning would do.
Yeah, and I said we'd be there at 10.
Well, text him and tell him we're running late. I've got to get a shower and a cup of coffee.
Oh, this is no way to do business, Toby.
Oh, give me a break. It's only Josh Archer.
What do you mean only? He's our business partner.
He's a schoolboy, Rex.
A schoolboy?
We're the ones who'll be doing all the hard graft.
A schoolboy who's been successfully managing an egg business for several years.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of the time, virtually single-handed.
Whatever.
Yeah, plus his family's been farming in this area for generations. We're the amateurs here, Toby.
Text him.
How long are you going to be?
Oh, no idea.
Shall I say 11 o'clock?
Make it 11:30. I want to call in on Bert while we're at Brookfield. See how he's getting on with the old eggmobile.
Now, why can't you just leave him to get on with it? He does know what he's doing, you know.
Can I go now, sir?
Yeah, all right. Oh, by the way.
What?
You're not to go AWOL again tomorrow.
What do you mean, again?
I've got us another job.
What sort of job?
Lillian Bellamy asked me if we'd move her furniture out of the Dower House.
What? All of it?
She's letting it unfurnished.
That's one massive great house.
So I've hired a massive great van.
Oh, why can't she get proper removal people to do it?
Don't knock it, Toby. She's offered us good money. We haven't got anything else in the pipeline, have we? We can't afford to turn it down.
You've missed a bit.
What?
Over there. That great wodge.
That?
Practically half a bale of straw in that.
That's nothing the cows can't deal with.
They're quite a bit smaller than the Holstein Friesians, you know.
No, they'll soon spread it around.
Oh, David.
What?
We are doing the right thing, aren't we?
Now, it's a bit late to start having doubts now.
I know. It's just when I think of the sheer scale of what we're doing. We've said goodbye to our lovely familiar cows. And we're bringing in 200, 200 strange ones.
Yay, they're still cows.
There's bound to be some that don't like being dumped in alien surroundings. And milkers that won't want to go through our parlour. And soon some of them will be carving.
Not all at once, I hope.
Well, you've got to admit, it's pretty scary.
Yeah, yeah, it is a bit, but it's exciting, though.
How's it going?
Okay, so far.
Do you need a hand with anything?
Not yet, but we will need help this afternoon when we take them out to the paddocks.
But not from you, Josh.
What?
Revision comes first.
Oh, come on, Mum, it's only mocks.
If you're serious about going to university...
And my first exam isn't till Wednesday.
You need to put in the hours, and we've got Pip to help.
Oh. But walking the cows out for the first time...
If necessary, we can call on Eddie or Ed.
OK. But just one thing.
What?
The Fairbrothers are coming over for a meeting.
When?
This morning.
Oh, Josh!
It'll only take half an hour.
You really need to sort out your priorities.
Morning, Bert!
Oh, hello.
How's it going?
Well, as you can see, floor's all done.
Yeah, big, isn't it?
Well, those are the measurements you gave me.
Yeah. I'm not complaining.
And this structure along the side, that's what's going to support the nesting boxes.
Ah, they need to go down both sides.
Well, do one side at a time.
And they need hinged doors. I found a picture of one on the internet. I should have made a note of the website. Can I borrow this pencil?
Yeah, help yourself.
I'll draw you a sketch. Do you need this old envelope?
Well, I do know what a hinged door looks like.
But, yeah, they have to open outwards so we can collect the eggs.
From the outside, yes, I know.
There. Do you see?
Uh-huh. Well, that's what I was planning to do.
And the perches go along the middle.
I know.
Quite high up.
Yeah, I know that at all.
And well away from the nest boxes.
Toby, have you ever heard the expression teaching your grandmother to suck eggs?
Whoa. Multicoloured.
Yeah. Yeah, they're quite different from the old black and white ones, aren't they?
There are several that are black with bits of white.
Yeah, and then you've got completely black ones and that sort of gingery colour.
Ah. Oh, and look at that one. A lovely velvety brown.
Hi, Rex.
Hi.
Where's Toby?
Oh, he's in the workshop having a word with Bert. I was just admiring your new cows.
Good, aren't they?
Is it my imagination or are they quite a bit smaller than the old ones?
Yeah, small and tough. That's the theory, anyway.
But different proportions. They're longer in the leg.
Yeah, they look quite sort of... Wow, athletic, really. As if they could put on quite a turn of speed if they put their minds to it.
Yeah.
Morning.
Oh, hi, Toby. Hi, Bert.
Hi.
Morning.
So what do you reckon to the Eggmobile?
Looking good. Bert seems to know what he's doing.
Oh, tar very much.
What do you think of this lot, then? The cows? They're new.
Oh, yes, of course. Pip was telling me. Is she not around today?
No, she's taking silage out to the ewes.
So, how many cows are you getting? Same as before?
A few more. There are 5 more loads after this lot.
Wow.
It's rather more than we originally planned, isn't it, David?
Yeah, going to be over 200 now.
This other group came available, and they were such good cattle. Well, we thought, why not?
So, more cows, but smaller ones?
That's it. We'll keep them here for a few hours to let them feed and recover from their journey. And we have to put them through a foot bath in case they've brought anything nasty in on their hooves.
And then comes the fun part, walking them out to the paddocks and hoping that none of them decides to make a run for it.
And then we come back here, refill the feeders and wait for the second lot, which should arrive later on this afternoon.
Anyway, should we go inside and talk about eggs?
OK.
And Rex Toby, please don't keep them too long. He's got exams this week.
Mum!
And he needs to get on with some revision.
Well, I'd best get back to the workshop. But let me know when you're ready to walk this lot out. I'll come and give you a hand.
So what colour are they?
Oh, have a look. There they are.
Brown.
Well, reddy brown.
Never mind the colour. Are they the sort we want?
They wouldn't have been my first choice. But honestly, I've scoured the internet and this place in Wales offers far and away the best deal.
What's wrong with them?
Well, nothing. They're a top laying bird.
Which is what we want.
But they're a commercial bird, right? Bred for intensive units.
That's it. They can produce in excess of 300 eggs a year.
Good. Let's go for them.
I'm not sure how they'd cope with outdoor life.
Well, this guy in Wales reckons they're pretty hardy.
Okay. Well, you think it's the way to go, Toby?
Yeah, definitely.
Rex?
Obviously, I'd prefer a more traditional breed, but there's just nothing out there at a remotely affordable price. So, yeah, I think we should settle for these.
Okay. We're agreed. So you can go ahead and place the order, Rex.
Great.
Now, packaging.
Yeah, I had a look at those samples from your supplier, Josh. Gave him a stress test, you know, a bit of a kicking. Nowhere near strong enough, I'm afraid.
No, I didn't think they would be.
These are premium eggs. We can't have them going out in substandard boxes.
No way.
Well, I've had a look online. The really robust ones are pretty pricey.
And we'll need them printed with our brand name.
Well...
And a bit of a blurb about the superior health benefits of pastured eggs.
That pushes the cost up even further.
We need it, though. It's a top-of-the-range product.
I'll tell you what we need.
What's that?
A sponsor.
Where on earth are we going to find a sponsor?
Come on, you.
He don't want to go, does she?
What's the hold-up?
It's just these last two. Won't go through the footpath.
Yeah, shouldn't you be up front?
Oh, it's OK. Pip's leading the way. I just came back to chivvy up the stragglers.
Well, I don't know about stragglers. This pair are just plain awkward.
OK, well, look, if the three of us gang up on them... Go on, let's get behind this one. That's it. Come on, Elfie.
What?
Come on, move yourself.
She's going to make a break for it.
Keep in close. OK, come on, together. Three and... Go on with you!
Well, that worked.
Yes, and our pal's got the message.
Way, great.
Right, OK, well, I better get up the line, make sure none of the others have wandered off.
Thanks.
Any time.
Right, Bert, let's see if we can keep them on the straight and narrow as far as the paddock.
Come on, old girl. Go on, keep going, that's it.
So, how are you feeling about moving back to the bungalow?
Oh, looking forward to it.
Had enough of us, have you?
Oh, no, young Ben will be glad to have his bedroom back.
I think it's more Josh will be glad to get shot of his little brother.
And it's a new start for me, isn't it?
It feels like a different house, doesn't it? Freshly painted, new wallpaper.
Suppose so.
The new colours you've chosen look great, don't they?
Take a bit of getting used to.
Any time you need a hand.
Whoa, look, the awkward beggar's going for a wander.
Oi, come on, you, behave yourself. Good. Back in line.
Sorry to drag you away from your revision.
Feel free.
Your mum was a bit...
Oh, just ignore her.
Only, when I came in here this morning and looked at what Bert had done, I just knew something was missing and I've realised what it is.
OK.
So, I mean, don't get me wrong, Bert's doing a terrific job.
It's good, isn't it?
But you see the pop-hole doors on the end here? He doesn't seem to have considered how we're going to open them.
How do you mean?
There's no mechanism to open and close them.
Mechanism?
Yeah, hello.
Oh, hi, Bert.
Oh, what are you doing here?
I was just explaining to Josh. We need some means of opening and closing these doors.
Well, they've got handles on them.
I meant, automatically.
Hey...
Well, there's no way we want to be traipsing out to shut the birds in at night and then let them out again in the morning.
Well, I wouldn't have thought that was particularly taxing.
Oh, come on, Bert. It's practically pre-industrial. What we need is something that will open the doors when it gets light and close them again when it gets dark.
Well, that weren't in the brief.
It's not complicated.
Well, I'm sorry, but if you'd said in the beginning automated door opening for lazy beggars required, I might have been able to sort something. But it's too late now.
Oh, come on. But I can't face being tied to hen duty every day at the crack of dawn.
Well, it's tough.
Look, maybe we can find a solution.
Eh? How's that then?
Not sure. But leave it with me, OK? I'll see what I can do.
Well, they're looking pretty contented now.
I was a bit concerned when they first arrived.
They did look more nervous than the first lot, didn't they?
They had a longer journey getting here.
Well, I'm just grateful we don't have to take them out to the paddocks till morning.
Yeah, that was quite a palaver, wasn't it?
I was knackered by the time we got them all in. You know, I wonder what Dad would have made of all this.
How do you mean?
Would he have seen it as a backward step?
Why?
Well, he switched from traditional shorthorns to Frisians back in the 60s, and here we are. Turning the clock back.
But the point is, he saw that the old system wasn't working, so he changed it, which is exactly what we're doing.
Yeah, I suppose.
And he was always up for a challenge, your dad.
He was, wasn't he? And talking of challenges, tomorrow's going to be fun.
I know.
No sooner will we have got this lot outside than the milkers will arrive.
And need to be milked.
Yeah, and getting 50 unfamiliar cows through the parlour, it's going to be, well...
a total nightmare.
Lillian.
Yes,
thought you were driving Phoebe into college.
Yep, I have.
And you're back already?
Oh, she insisted on leaving ridiculously early in case there were traffic problems.
Well, it's only mock exams, isn't it?
Oh, but she gets so nervous, poor lamb.
Well, there's fresh tea in the pot.
Well, really no need, you know. She's got a brilliant memory. I remember whenever I did exams, turning over the paper and my mind just going completely blank.
I know the feeling, Jenny. But I think Phoebe has probably got more brains than both of us put together.
Well, I don't think...
Anyway, I suppose I'd better make a move. Oh, I'm not looking forward to this.
I don't know why you didn't hire a professional removal firm.
I should have, really, but I left it rather late. And then I saw what Rex Fairbrother was doing in the village hall. He's really quite the craftsman, you know.
Well, you don't need a craftsman to shift your furniture. You need muscle.
They are rugby players, Jenny, he and his brother. They're both, well, fairly well endowed when it comes to muscle.
Oh, hope they don't knock corners off your antique chairs. You've got some lovely pieces at the Dower House.
I get the impression they're a bit short of money. They seem to be living in that caravan full time now.
Oh, I thought they had a flat somewhere.
Not anymore, I don't think. I did suggest that they might like to rent Kate's cottage, but Rex thought it would be too expensive.
Oh. And Kate's looking for holiday lets, of course. Mm. She reckons there's more money to be made that way.
Yeah, she may be right, though it's less predictable than having a long-term tenant, of course.
She's already had an inquiry for Easter.
Oh, that's good. I meant to ask, Jenny, is there any chance you could borrow the Land Rover later on?
Why?
Well, Brian said I could store some stuff in one of the barns, so I've made a list of all the things I don't want to put into storage, and there's no way they'll all fit into my car.
So you want me to come over to the Dower House?
Would you mind?
When?
Late afternoon would be best. I'll give you a call.
Cool. When you said a big van...
There's a lot of stuff to shift.
How much did that set you back?
Nothing. I told you, Lillian's tenant's picking up the tab. Though, I expect, even with this van, we're going to have to make more than one trip.
She wants the place completely cleared, does she?
Yep. She's letting it to some bloke who wants it unfurnished.
Oh, so this is going to take all day?
Yeah, I should think so. We need the money, Toby.
No.
Hiya.
Oh, morning.
Hiya.
What's with the van?
We're going into the removal business.
Did you want us for something, Josh? Only it's time we got going.
Just to tell you, I've solved the problem of the doors.
What doors?
On the hen house.
Oh, the automatic closing thing.
Yeah. I had a look on the internet.
Automatic closing? What do we need that for?
To take the drudgery out of our lives, dear brother, so we don't have to heave ourselves out of bed in the middle of the night.
And how much is that going to cost?
Oh, it's dead cheap. Look, I printed it off so you can study it at your leisure. That's the bit that controls the doors. And this is the time clock, which just runs off ordinary AA batteries.
Oh, that's really neat. Well done.
I knew there'd be a simple solution. I don't know what Bert was making such a song and dance about.
Oh, he lives in the pre-digital age.
Thanks for this, Josh. It's good stuff.
Yeah. Well, take a look at the bump, and I can buy the stuff if you think we should go ahead with it.
Sure. Cheers.
And how's love's young dream?
What?
Your sister.
Pip?
Didn't manage to see her yesterday. She was a bit preoccupied with all the cows.
It was a bit mad.
How's she coping without the lovely Matthew? Is she pining away?
She spends the entire day texting him. Everything you do, everything you say, it's, oh, I must tell Matthew. And out comes her phone. Makes you sick.
Yeah, doesn't it just?
Oh, look at that one. Heading straight for the silage.
She's got her priorities right.
Oh, and this brown one. Oh, isn't she sweet? I must take a picture for Matthew.
Oh, what do you like?
He'll be interested.
I know. That black one's got a very full udder.
Yeah. It looks like she's ready to be milked right now.
We'll start milking soon after lunch, Pip. It'll take a while to get them through the parlour.
Have you ever done this before, Mum?
What?
Put a load of strange cows through a parlour they've never seen before.
No, it's a new experience for me as well.
So it's the blind leading the blind this afternoon.
I might give Eddie a call.
I think that's the lot. Yeah.
OK, all clear.
Are we allowed a cup of coffee now?
I think we've earned it after walking that other lot out.
They really were a feisty bunch, weren't they?
Even more than the first lot. Josh?
Hi.
Where have you been?
Just had to pop down to see Toby and Rex.
You only saw them yesterday.
I thought you were upstairs revising.
Oh, give me a break, Mum. I was at it till 10 o'clock last night. And it's only business studies tomorrow. I'm as ready as I'll ever be for that.
What about your biology?
That's not till Friday. My tutor says it's good to take revision breaks.
You've got to actually do something before you can take a break from
it. So I think, rather than trying to cram in any more facts into my overstuffed head, my time will be better spent helping you milk this lot.
And this wardrobe, I don't know how you're going to get it downstairs.
I expect it comes apart. Step ladder, Toby. There you go. Top. Well, this top bit obviously just lifts off. Can you grab it?
Oh, hey, do be careful, Rex.
Okay, got it. And it looks like the cupboards can be separated. Yeah, there's just a couple of screws in there. And then they just lift off the base.
So you can take it downstairs in bits?
Yeah.
Do you know, I'd no idea.
Screwdriver, Toby. There you go.
So it's Justin Elliott who's renting the house then?
Yes, that's right.
Hope you're charging a good rent. He can afford it.
You're going to be working for him, you said?
Well, yes, only a day or two a week. I still have my own business to run, though I have to say he's been a terrific help with that. He's really got his ear to the ground with the property market.
Isn't he the one who had that big dairy farm that went bust?
Barrow Farm.
Well, he didn't own it himself. He's just director of the company that owns the estate, which used to be mine in a previous life.
What?
You own the estate?
It used to be the Bellamy estate. Belonged to my late husband.
Oh, that was Matt, wasn't it?
No, Matt came along much later. Now, my husband was Ralph Bellamy. He died 30-odd years ago, actually.
Leaving you a rich widow.
Toby!
Not anymore, I'm afraid.
Okay, Toby. Let's get these cupboards lifted off.
Right.
Now, if I just tip it this way, can you grab the bottom?
Yeah.
Got it.
Yep.
Okay, 2, 3, and lift!
That's a bit grubby behind there, isn't it?
Oh. A fine collection of cobwebs.
And the wallpaper's several shades darker.
Well, it's all got to be redecorated anyway.
Oh.
Justin will insist.
So what are you going to be doing for this, Justin Elliott?
Come on, let's get the other cupboard down.
Well, I'm going to be his social secretary.
Right.
You get that side.
Increasing his profile, basically, you know, getting him involved in the area, in local businesses, investing in community projects, that sort of thing.
Oh, how interesting.
You ready?
Yeah.
2, 3, and lift!
Come on, lovely girl, that's it. Gently does it.
No, not again.
We're going to be here all evening at this rate.
We didn't have this much trouble with the first batch.
They were just lulling us into a false sense of security, leaving all the stroppy ones out here.
Yeah, let's try this one. She looks like a group leader.
Haven't we tried her already?
Don't think so.
Okay, let's give it a go. Well, how about it, Sunshine? Gonna cooperate? Be my friend? Come on now. Let's go inside. Get milked. If you get behind, Josh, you give her a bit of a shove.
What's the holdup?
Mum! I nearly got that one in.
Oh, have they been difficult?
Understatement of the year.
Every time we get one close to the entrance, she freaks out.
Okay. What we need to do is get a small group.
Yeah.
Let's take those four on the end there. Now, if the three of us get behind... All right. Now, gently get them moving.
Come on, old thing. Come on.
Now, the idea is... Watch that one, Josh.
No, this way. Come on.
We get them all to the entrance.
That's it. Good girl.
And then when the front one tries to make a run for it, the others will block the way.
Come on. Keep going.
Right, yours is the leader, Pip.
She's gonna spook. I know she
is. So we'll keep the others close in. That's it, Josh. Now, give her a bit of a shove. Go on.
This way, Odin. Go on with you.
There you go.
Oh, hey!
And there go the others.
Oh, well done, Mum.
Oh, we're not even halfway through yet. And what time is it?
4:15.
By the time we've got all of them through, it'll have taken about 2.5 hours.
What's it going to be like when we're milking over 200?
Hello? Can I come in?
In here, Jenny.
I just saw the van driving off. Is that it?
That was the last load, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Don't these rooms look huge and all the furniture's gone?
Yeah. End of an era.
Well, you were rattling around in this house on your own.
I know, but... Well, I always imagined Matt and I would end our days here. Instead of which, here I am, at my age, like some old maiden aunt. Oh. Living with her sister.
Well, that's not so very terrible, is it?
I just never saw it coming, Jenny. Not for a moment.
I know. That's life, isn't it? You never know what's round the corner. I mean, I look at Phoebe now, so full of hope and ambition, and I remember I was like that once. But now, looking back, I think, well, what have I achieved?
You haven't done so badly.
No, I've been very lucky. And I know that this past year you've had rather more than your share of misfortune.
You can say that again.
But you've still got your health, your strength and your family. Mum and James and little Mungo.
And my big sister.
Indeed. Plus an exciting new job with Justin.
I know. I shall count my blessings.
There are so many people a lot worse off than we are.
But I shall be 70 next year, Jenny.
70 is the new 50, you know.
If you say so. But it feels awfully late to be making a fresh start.
Oh, what are you doing in here?
Oh, Dad said he needed a hand. He's just gone to fetch some more wood.
I thought you were over the estate today.
Yeah. I'm going to have to go if he's not back soon.
What do you reckon?
About what?
That.
Oh, the shepherd's hut?
Yeah. It looks a bit cockeyed to me.
Well, it's meant to be, like, rustic, isn't it?
I bumped into Linda in the shop yesterday and she wanted to know when she could come and have a look. I didn't know what to say.
I don't think Dad wants her poking her nose in yet.
Yeah, but she's paying for it, Edward. She's got every right to be curious.
Not till it's a bit more, you know, hut-like.
She said she's planned exactly where it's going to go in her garden, so she wants to... What was it she said? Gauge the dynamics.
What does that mean?
Search me. It ain't much like they photographs you give your dad, though, is it?
Well, it's early days, Mum.
It wouldn't suit any shepherd I've ever met.
Now, are you sure you've had enough breakfast?
Yes, thank you.
Only that midwife yesterday seemed rather concerned you weren't getting enough nourishment.
Didn't she make a fuss, honestly? The idea of eating for two is so outdated.
I didn't think much of her, Helen, I must confess.
I haven't seen her before. She's usually been Ellie at my previous appointments.
And I really wasn't convinced by her argument that you should have the baby in hospital.
What?
Well, in my opinion, the birth process is far too medicalised these days, as if having a baby is an illness.
Well...
It's all arranged for the convenience of the doctors.
But...
And there's such a shortage of midwives these days. And there's absolutely no guarantee you'll see the same person throughout the course of your labour.
Yes, but because of what happened last time with Henry...
And there was this terrible story in the paper only the other day about an outbreak of E. coli in a maternity unit.
Ursula, you're frightening me now.
Oh, Helen. Oh, I'm so sorry. How terribly thoughtless of me. It's just a bit of an obsession of mine, I'm afraid, the way women are treated in childbirth.
But because I had such problems last time.
I know.
Preeclampsia and poor Henry having to be whipped out at 30 weeks.
I should learn to keep my big mouth shut.
That's why everyone's recommending that I should have this one in hospital.
Of course, but...
What?
Just don't let yourself be pressurised into doing something you don't feel is right for you.
A bit further.
Keep coming. That's it. Perfect. All right?
Fine.
Oh, great. I'll just hitch up the trailer then and go and fetch the next load.
You fancy a cup of coffee first?
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't say no.
Come on then.
So,
how are things?
Yeah, okay, thanks.
Have you got much work lined up once you finish here?
No, not really. It's looking a bit slow now, till silage time anyway.
Really? You surprised me.
I guess, I don't know. Maybe I haven't got the range of skills that people are looking for.
There you go.
Oh, ta. So I'm particularly grateful for what you're putting my way.
Glad to have you.
Cheers.
And how are things at Grange Farm?
Oh, yeah, brilliant. Like we never left.
I see you've got some cattle in.
It's my dad's idea.
Ah.
Since the pasture's there, we might as well graze a couple of dozen store cattle.
Good idea.
Yeah, I'm wondering if I should check with Oliver. Only if he says it's not on and the cattle have to go, then Dad's going to end up seriously out of pocket.
Well, Oliver knows just how tough it is for small tenant farmers these days. I'm sure he'd admire your enterprise. Oh, hello. Who's this?
Morning.
Johnny!
Hiya.
What are you doing here?
You're putting on nitrogen, right?
Yeah.
And you got that, like, state-of-the-art spreader?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Ain't never seen one of them in action.
Oh, okay. Well, you've timed it just right. I'm about to start on the next field, so... Well, hop in the cab. I'll give you a demo.
I bought a Danish pastry. They just look so delicious. Are you going to share it with me?
Oh, I couldn't, Ursula, honestly.
Oh, well. Now, let me have a proper look at the scan photo.
Oh.
Hmm?
There you are.
Oh, isn't modern technology wonderful? You can see every detail. I mean, I had it with my boys, of course, I think. Well, probably with Miles, anyway. I rather avoided the hospital with Robert.
Did you?
I had him at home. Oh, this is delicious. Are you sure you won't try a tiny little mouthful?
Oh, no thanks.
Well... I have to say, I wasn't over-impressed with Borchester General. They kept us waiting for, 40 minutes?
Well, they were obviously a bit short-staffed this morning.
And that's when things go wrong in hospitals.
Why did you decide to have Robert home?
Because I'd had such a terrible time with Miles.
What happened?
Oh, Helen, you don't want to know.
Yes, I do.
You said this morning I was frightening
you. But this is the reason you don't like hospitals.
Oh, don't get me wrong. I'm a great supporter of the NHS. It's just when it comes to something as personal and fundamental as giving birth...
Tell me, what happened with Miles?
Oh, I wasn't properly monitored. The doctor on duty was very inexperienced. And I ended up being cut to pieces. Miles nearly died... and could easily have ended up with brain damage.
Oh, my goodness.
I was traumatised for months afterwards.
I'm not surprised.
So, when Robert came along, I insisted on having a home birth. And, oh, Helen, the difference. It was a positive, stress-free, altogether joyful experience.
What I wanted when Henry was born. A joyful experience.
And I know Robert would feel happier with a home birth.
Would he?
Mm.
He hasn't said anything to me.
No, well, he wouldn't. He knows it's got to be your decision. Anyway, enough of that. Have you decided what you're going to buy Tom for his birthday?
So the whole thing is controlled by GPS?
Yeah, when we came in through the gate, I punched the field number into the computer, so the machine knows exactly where we are.
And when we've done a bit, it comes up green on the screen?
Uh-huh. So we did that circle of the field to start with.
So we've got green all around the edge?
Yep, to mark where the headlands are. Then when we get to the end of a road, the machine knows to stop spreading.
So you've turned the tractor around?
Yeah, then it starts up again.
It's clever, isn't it?
Well, the big advantage is you're not wasting expensive chemicals. You're spreading the fertilizer very precisely, exactly where it's needed.
Do you ever get bored?
Why should I be bored?
You just sat here with nothing to do, except turn the tractor around at the end of each cross.
Well, a lot of farming's like that these days, Johnny.
I know.
Stuck on your own in a tractor cab? Would you get bored?
Me? No, I love it. All of it. Farming's the best life, innit? Just hope I can make the grade. I've got my level 2 practical assessment tomorrow.
Oh, I'm sure you'll sail through it. You got a lot going for you. Not least, your optimism. Pretty rare among farmers these days. Reminds me of...
What?
Oh, just someone I used to know.
Oh, Edward. What? Look at this floor.
Oh, sorry.
How many times do I have to tell you, take your boots off before you go clumping mud all through the house?
Sorry. Sorry. Do you want a cup of tea?
No, let me get this floor cleaned up first. Tom wants me to make some scotch eggs for him. He'd never have asked if he could see the state of this kitchen. It really is unhygienic.
Why is Tom asking you to make scotch eggs?
Well, because there's been a lot of customers in the shop who aren't keen on their black pudding ones.
Oh, I really like them.
But who said they'd buy ordinary scotch eggs?
Well, so you're making them for the shop?
No, this is just a trial run. Get the recipe right. Environmental Health had closed the place down if they thought we were selling stuff made in this kitchen.
Yeah, Emma's always going on about the hoops they have to jump through in the tea room.
Out the way.
Sorry.
Let me get the mop.
Sorry.
Never mind Emma and George going on about clean for the Queen. I got me work cut out cleaning up after you lot.
Oh, you know they're doing this Sunday brunch thing?
Eh?
In the tea room, Emma and Fallon.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we wondered whether you'd like to go there for Mother's Day.
Oh, that'd be nice, Edward. But I don't want you and William wasting your money on me.
No, that's fine. Well, they're doing a special offer. Treat your mum for free.
Oh, will you look at that?
What?
Turkey poo. George has been bringing that wretched bird in again, hasn't he?
I have told him, Mum.
And as for Holly, look, muddy paw marks all down the hall. It's like living in a blooming zoo.
Oh, look at him. He looks like he's waving to us.
He was certainly wriggling about a lot.
You're all right, are you? You look shattered.
Just a bit tired. After the scam, we went shopping for Tom's birthday present.
Well, what'd you get him?
Oh, just a shirt. Rather run out of steam.
Are you sure you're going to be all right going to this party tomorrow?
Oh, there's Henry. Hello, darling.
Hello, Mummy. Hello, Daddy.
Oh, thanks for fetching him, Ursula.
Pleasure.
Oh, careful, darling. Don't jump on me like that.
Guess what I got at school?
Oh, you've been eating chocolate, haven't you?
Only a little bar.
It's getting to be a bit of a habit, Ursula.
I like chocolate.
It'd be all that sugar.
Listen to me, Mummy.
Makes him so boisterous.
What did you get at school, then,
Mrs. Salmon gave me a smiley sticker.
Ooh, what for?
My painting. Look, Mummy.
Oh! Don't do that, Henry!
What?
You've got to be gentle with Mummy.
Sorry, darling.
Come on, Henry. Let's go and get you a drink.
I didn't mean to shout. Dear.
No, don't worry, darling. He'll have forgotten in 5 minutes.
When he jumps on me like that.
It's all right. It's all right.
Oh, I'm so confused.
About what?
Your mum was telling me about what a beautiful experience it was having you at home, and she thinks I should do the same with this baby, and you'd prefer it if I did.
Oh,
but the midwives
darling.
Are saying I should definitely have him in hospital, and I just don't know what to do.
I know how Mum feels about these things, and I trust her judgment, but it's your decision, darling. I'm not going to interfere in any way. You must do what you think is best.
It were magic, Grandad. The whole thing's controlled by GPS.
Well, they've got all the latest gizmos over at Home Farm.
But what Ed were doing, he's brilliant on the loader.
Get one of them fertiliser bags exactly over the hopper, to the centimetre. And I was thinking, I wish I could control a loader like that.
You will, Johnny. It's just a matter of practice.
He's dead good, his head.
All you need to know for today is how to prepare the tractor and loader for operation.
Yeah.
I don't suppose Keith will be testing you on how accurately you can line up a bag of fertiliser.
You're not here yet, your tutor.
Grandad's just helping with some last-minute revision.
Oh, you'll be fine.
Hope so.
You know it all, really?
It's just, you know, doing tests. Everything just flies out of my head.
Well, good luck. I'd better get this lot over to the shop.
Cheers, Gran.
Bye.
OK, let's try a couple more questions. How often should you check the air filter on a tractor?
Once a week.
Except?
Oh, except when you're doing really dusty jobs, like grain hauling at harvest or whatever. And then you should... Oh, look. That's Keith's car. Wish me luck, Grandad.
Hello, Tom.
Oh, morning.
All on your own?
Rob's just called to say he'll be a bit late. He and Helen had a disturbed night, apparently. Henry wet the bed again.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so they were up and down, you know, changing sheets and what have you.
Wonder what brought that on.
Anyway, Rob wasn't sure if Helen would be in a fit state to come tonight.
She's got plenty of time to rest up between now and this evening. Although, I am a bit concerned.
Hmm? About what?
It's probably nothing, but I saw Kirsty earlier.
What? Where?
Here, in the yard.
Here?
Well, she's doing a bit of work for Fallon and Emma in the tea room.
Is she?
Anyway, the point is, she told me she'd been to see Helen on Friday.
I thought things weren't that good between them.
It did take time for them to get over everything that happened, but they were such good friends. And Helen said they spent a lovely afternoon together on Friday.
Good for them.
But apparently Kirsty phoned on Sunday to see if she could drop round again, and she left a message with Ursula. But Helen didn't call back.
Hmm. Well, maybe Ursula forgot to pass it on.
Don't think that's very likely. She's the kind of woman who writes everything down. But for Helen to forget, I mean, it's just not like her.
Hmm.
Anyway, there you are. You're fully stocked with yoghurt.
Now all we need is some customers. Ah!
Morning.
Oh. Oh, sorry, I was hoping you were a customer.
Oh, sorry to disappoint. Anyway, happy birthday, Tom.
Cheers.
How's Helen?
Well, she's okay. We had a disturbed night.
Yeah, Tom was telling me. Will she be all right for this evening?
Well, she's very determined to be here. And Mum's making sure she takes things really easy today, so fingers crossed.
Oh, good. Well, I'll see you later.
Yeah, see ya.
Bye, Pat.
So, what's up with Henry?
Oh, who knows. But, well, you know how wiped out Helen's been lately, and Henry can get a bit boisterous sometimes.
Yeah?
Doesn't always understand that it's not a good idea to bounce on Mummy's tummy.
Oh, dear.
It happened again yesterday, and Helen was very sharp with him.
Oh. Not like her?
No. Poor Henry didn't understand.
She usually has the patience of a saint with him.
Yeah, I know, but... Well, you know how done in she's been lately, and with getting so little sleep.
Even so...
Anyway, Mum and I, we tried to explain to Henry that Mummy's tired, and he's got to be gentle with her. But I do wonder if in his little brain that translates as Mummy cares more about the new baby than she does about me.
Do you think so?
Well, I don't know, Tom. I'm no expert in child psychology. But when Henry's upset, Helen gets upset. And I just need to, you know, try and keep everyone happy.
Hmm. Yeah.
Anyway, back to business. Oh, I meant to tell you, yesterday I had a whole string of customers who sampled the Scotch eggs and just went, ugh.
They are a bit Marmite, aren't they? People either love them or hate them.
Yeah, well, I think we have to admit defeat on this one.
Defeat? No way. You're obviously not asking the right questions.
What?
Well, if you do, most of the haters will admit that they love Scotch eggs. It's just the black pudding ones which aren't to their taste. Quite a few have said that if we stock regular ones as well, then they'd definitely go for them.
Yeah, well, they might say that now, but will they actually buy them?
I think we should give it a go.
It's never going to be a money spinner.
Well, in fact, I've asked Clary to run us up a sample batch.
Clary?
Just for us to taste.
Please tell me you're joking.
Oh, come on, Rob. Can't ditch the whole project just because of a few bad reviews.
Johnny, how did it go?
I passed.
Oh, yay! High five!
I knew you'd do it.
More than I did.
So what's next for you? You're definitely going for level 3.
Well, Keith reckons I should.
Well, that's settled then.
And that's all right with you and Gran, is it? Me staying on here?
Of course it is.
And you carrying on paying me?
You're worth every penny, Johnny. Anyway, tell me about level 3. You'll be doing mixed farming, will you?
Yeah.
So you'll still be doing animal health and welfare?
And all the stuff about crops and more about machinery. And there's a whole list of other options you can choose from.
Any preferences?
I haven't dared think about it. Not till I knew I'd got level 2 in the bag. But now I know. Oh, Grandad.
What?
I'm starting to believe I can do this. I can really make a career in farming. Just like you and Gran. I'm a dad.
First things first, Johnny. Phone your mum and Eamon. And tell them the good news.
Anything I can do, Mum?
No. I think everything's under control. In fact, the meat can come out of the oven now.
Ooh, gosh, that looks good.
Hope you're hungry.
I've always got room for roast pork.
Good. We need to put some colour in those cheeks.
Oh, don't fuss, Mum.
Well, you're still looking awfully pale.
It's the time of the year, lack of sunshine.
Okay.
Apart from getting tired rather easily, I'm absolutely fine.
That's good. Has it helped having Ursula staying on?
Oh, she's been wonderful. She really is.
She gives the impression of being immensely competent.
That's exactly what she is. Although I do wish she wouldn't give Henry so much chocolate.
Does she?
And she picks him up from school pretty well every day. He's starting to expect it.
Well, won't do him any harm.
Well.
Oh, you know what we grandmothers are like. Can't resist spoiling our beloved grandchildren.
The trouble is, Henry's pretty lively at the best of times. With added sugar, he can get a bit out of control.
Yeah. Right, well, carrots on. Have you spoken to Kirsty this week?
No, why?
I saw her this morning. She said she'd rung you on Sunday.
Oh, but I don't think so.
And left a message with Ursula?
Did she?
Didn't Ursula tell you?
I don't remember. I mean, she probably did. It's just my memory these days. My brain's already turned to mush.
Oh. Evening, Pat.
Oh, hello, Rob.
Now, I brought you this.
Oh, the scan photo.
Oh, I meant to bring that.
Just look at him.
Put it on the hall table to remind myself to bring it.
Yeah, then you forgot.
Oh, my memory, honestly.
Oh, he looks as if he's waving.
Yeah, that's what everyone says. He's certainly a lively little fellow, isn't he, darling?
Yes.
Keeps poor Helen awake at night. Have you told your mum?
What?
About what you decided?
What's this?
She's going to have the baby at home.
What? But darling, surely all the advice you've been given...
Yes, yes, I know.
The doctors and the midwives all agree
but
that...
Ursula says...
Ursula?
Mum's something of an expert when it comes to childbirth.
Is she?
She had a bad experience when my brother was born and has made quite a study of the whole business. And Helen shares lots of Mum's anxieties.
Do you?
Yes.
We talked it all through last night, didn't we?
Yes.
But after what happened when Henry was born...
I know.
It's partly because of that, isn't it, darling? Because it was such a traumatic experience.
Yes, it was.
So you don't want to be reminded of all that, do you?
No.
You want to be as relaxed and calm?
As relaxed and calm as I can possibly be.
So home is obviously the best place, isn't it?
Yes. Home is best.
Oh, I have to say, Mum, that was a terrific dinner.
Yeah, that was brilliant, Gran. I am absolutely stuffed.
Well, if I can't cook a roast dinner after all these years...
And it was a very superior piece of pork.
Well, if I can't breed a decent pig after all these years...
More pudding, Rob. Oh. It could do with finishing up.
No, I really couldn't manage another morsel.
Shame Henry's not here. He never says no to chocolate pudding.
No, chocolate's strictly rationed these days, isn't it?
Pudding's all right.
Helen thinks my mum is leading Henry into bad habits. Wrapped her over the knuckles and ticked her off roundly, didn't you, darling?
You do exaggerate, Rob.
Well, I think we should drink a toast to the birthday boy.
I'm 35, Dad. Boyhood is a distant memory.
Not for me, it isn't.
Me neither. Seems like only yesterday the three of you were charging round the yard on your bikes.
Or bickering about whose turn it was to wash up.
Anyway, will you all raise your glasses... And drink a toast
To Tom.
To Tom.
To Tom.
Cheers, everyone. And thank you for all the presents and a lovely evening.
And while you've got your glasses charged, we should also toast Johnny, who has successfully made it to the next level of his apprenticeship.
Johnny.
Johnny.
So you stuck with me for another year.
And I hope a lot longer. With a bit of luck, when you've finished your apprenticeship, we'll be able to offer you a proper job.
Cheers, Grandad.
Oh, don't get your hopes up, Johnny. It remains to be seen if the shop makes any money.
Seems to be doing pretty well so far.
Could we have another toast, do you think, to my dad?
Oh, Johnny.
By my reckoning, he'd have been 40 now.
He would. New Year's Eve would have been his 40th birthday.
And if it weren't for him, well, I wouldn't be here for a start.
To John.
To John.
To John. John.
Helen.
Oh, no, Rob. You stay here. Let me.
Tom, I'm so sorry.
What for?
It's your birthday. I should be happy.
Hey, come here, come here. What is it? What's the matter?
It's nothing.
Oh, it's not nothing, though, is it? Is everything all right at home?
Yes.
With Rob?
Yes, of course.
And his mum?
Well, it's just...
What?
John... 18 years since he died.
I know.
I still miss him so much.
So do I.
Whenever I was down or in trouble, I could always talk to him.
You can always talk to me.
Thanks, Tom, but...
I mean it. Won't you tell me what's wrong?
Oh, it's nothing.
Maybe I can help.
Really? It's nothing, it's just my hormones are all over the place and Henry's been acting up this week and it's just not... I'm not... coping well. I'm sorry.
Stop apologising.
Sorry. I mean... I'll try.
Just remember, I'm here if you ever need to talk. About anything. Anything at all.
Okay, that'll do.
Anyone would think they were all starving.
What?
Getting that excited over a bale of silage.
Did you bring the foot spray?
Yeah, got it here.
Well, there was one limping a bit.
Uh-huh.
Oh dear, I've lost sight of her
now. Morning!
Oh, hello, Linda.
Hiya.
I was admiring your new herd as I came along.
Looking good, aren't they?
We've got the final batch arriving this morning.
Yeah, we'd better get a move on, actually. The lorry should be here in half an hour.
You've been very lucky with the weather. No repeat of last year, thank heaven.
Oh, don't remind me.
Although a lot of people weren't so lucky. Up in Cumbria, for instance.
I know. It takes such a lot of time for things to get back to anything approaching normality.
You know there's a commemorative service in St. Stephen's on Sunday?
Yes, yeah. Alan has asked Bert to speak.
And he's agreed?
Mm. Took a bit of arm twisting.
He's been worrying about it all week, poor man.
And how does he feel about moving back into the bungalow?
He's been remarkably stoic. I think it's helped that he's managed to get his garden into some sort of shape.
Yes.
Oh, David, that one there.
Oh, what, this one?
No, next one along.
This?
Yeah, that one. I think it's her back right leg.
OK, you take the spray and I'll turn her over.
OK.
Come on, old thing, this will be having you.
Oh, my goodness. How do you manage that?
Practice.
Right, let's have a look. Oh, it's not too bad at all. And she's making a fuss about nothing.
There you go.
There you go.
Come on, then. Let's see if there's any more need attention.
Oh, before you do, I wonder if I might have a word about Easter.
What about it?
I'm going to be putting on a pageant.
Oh, yeah. Mum was telling us.
Yes, it's called England's Pleasant Land.
This is for the reopening of the village hall, isn't it?
If it's finished by then.
It's all about our sense of place, our changing relationship with the environment, which obviously has tremendous resonance for families like yours who have farmed this land for generations.
Sounds interesting.
Oh, I'm so glad you said that, Ruth, because my hope is that I can involve people who would never dream of taking part in a Christmas show.
Well, don't look at me.
Well, it wouldn't involve any learning of lines, David. You simply have to be able to read.
No.
And be heard at the back of the hall.
Oh, sorry.
Or simply take part in a tableau.
We really can't, Linda. By Easter, we'll be up to our necks in new calves.
Oh. Well, what about Pip and the boys?
Pip's as busy as we are.
And Josh is coming up to his ear, too.
Yeah, he's got enough to distract him as it is.
And Ben?
I don't honestly think it's his cup of tea.
No.
Oh, well. Well, if you change your mind...
We'll let you know. But, honestly, Linda, I think you'll have to look elsewhere for your cast.
I'll try and finish early this afternoon.
Oh, no need.
Well, Pat said she'll do a stint in the shop.
Oh, your mum's going to pick up Henry from school.
Where is she now?
She went shopping. She'll be back, actually. Said she'd be home for lunch.
Well, I can't hang about.
Well, we don't have to wait. I'll put the soup to warm. I was wondering, Rob.
What?
Isn't it time to think about getting a bit more help in the shop?
Well, we're managing.
Yes, but it's a bit skin of the teeth, isn't it? You're always having to call on Mum and Dad to help out.
Well, they don't mind.
They're supposed to be retired.
I'm not sure we can justify another assistant.
The shop's doing really well, isn't it?
Well, it would do a lot better if Tom would concentrate on what sells instead of messing about with Scotch eggs the whole time. You know, he's got Clary Grundy working on another new line.
Yes, but if Clary's doing it, it's not taking up Tom's time, is it?
Yeah, but if he insists on introducing them, then he'll be down at Sawyer's farm for half the week setting up the system. And you may be sure Morris will be claiming yet more hours.
So, perhaps we should be thinking about another assistant.
Helen, we can't justify the outlay. I know the shop's doing all right. Can I remind you that we're stuck with Johnny for another year?
He's only paid an apprentice wage.
For now, yes.
It's peanuts. Johnny works his socks off.
Well, did you hear what your dad said last night? That when he finishes his apprenticeship, there'll be a job for him on the farm?
Possibly.
It's madness, darling. We are totally dependent on the farm for our income.
For now, yes.
Even to contemplate another full-time employee when our profit margins are still so uncertain is grossly irresponsible. This is a business, after all, not a charity.
Yes, but as Tom says, it's a family business. Johnny's family.
Well, so are we. And we have responsibilities. We have to think of our boys. Johnny's young, he's a free agent, he can get a job anywhere.
So could you?
What?
You could get another job.
I'm doing this for you, Helen.
I know, darling, I know. But after the baby's born and I go back to work, there's no reason why you shouldn't.
You won't be going back for a while, will you?
Well, not full time, obviously, not at first.
The child needs his mother in the early years.
Yes, of course.
And I need to be close by to support you. Now, I think that soup's probably hot enough, so you going to make me some toast? Or do I have to do it myself?
So, Kirsty, about the Clean for the Queen project.
Oh, it's my afternoon off, Linda.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, I told you last week.
Oh, yes, I know, and you have no desire whatever to be involved.
Excuse me.
But this is a health club, you know.
I need to change my shoes.
And litter picking is, after all, extremely good exercise, while at the same time contributing to the health of the community.
Linda, are you trying to make me feel bad?
Oh, no, Kirsty, I wouldn't dream of that. But since quite a few local people are members here, I wondered if you might at least put up a poster?
Oh, yeah, sure.
We're particularly hoping to get children involved.
Oh, well, we don't get a lot of them in here.
No, but you do get parents.
Yep, we do indeed.
Yes, it should be great fun, a real community event.
Oh, Fallon told me that Kirsty Allsop supporting it.
That's right.
And she's saying the same thing, you know, get the kids involved so they get the message that dropping litter's a bad thing.
Well, that is certainly one of the aims of the project.
Oh, if I can just grab my coat.
Oh, sorry. Really isn't room to swing a cat in here, is there?
By the way, how's your shepherd's hut coming along?
Oh, I wish I knew. I keep asking Eddie if I can come and have a look, but he always seems to be doing something else.
Oh, that's the thing with Eddie, isn't it? He always seems to have a dozen other projects on the go.
I mean, it's not that I don't trust him.
I see they've got some cattle down at Grange Farm
now. He knows exactly what I want, and he's got photographs and plans to work from, but I really need to see it in situ, because it's going
to
be...
Sorry, Linda, I've really got to dash.
It's going to be a focal point of my new garden design.
See you next week.
Oh, right.
Cheers, Bert.
And thanks so much for all your help.
Bless him.
Well, we've done it. We've got them all here safe and sound.
Yeah,
something of a miracle, isn't it? No mishaps, no injuries.
Yeah, apart from that one that made her run for it and got stuck in the ditch.
She was okay. No damage done.
No.
And if you look across that way, you can see the entire herd.
And don't they look good?
Beautiful.
Mum's been telling Peggy and Carol all about them. And, they decided they want to come and have a look.
Really?
Yeah. So she's invited them for lunch on Sunday. So they'll take them for a drive around the farm in the afternoon.
Hope the weather holds.
Yeah.
Now, are you going to give me a hand bringing the milkers in?
Haven't they learned the routine yet?
They're getting the hang of it, slowly. Mm. But there are a couple of mischievous ones who like to make a break for freedom whenever your back's turned.
There's a few of those in every herd.
I know.
And do you want me to look at the down covers?
Pip said she'd do that.
Okay. You know, I have to say, I'm a bit nervous about the next few weeks.
It'll be fine.
Half the herd's going to be calving.
One of the things I learned in New Zealand, with these crossbreeds, most of them calve unassisted. You can just leave them to it.
It's bound to be the odd one or two.
Well, we have to keep an eye on them, obviously. But it won't be like with the old herd. With them, it sometimes felt like you were having to help with every other cow.
I hope you're right.
And I reckon the difficult bit's going to be dealing with all the new calves.
Well, we'll manage somehow. We've done all right so far, haven't we?
And isn't it great?
Yeah, it's fantastic. The whole new chapter in the history of Brookfield.
Oh, but then I got cornered by Linda. I thought, oh no, she's going to have another go at me about this pageant thing.
Why don't you just say no?
Oh, I have. I just haven't got the time.
I hear you're working in the tea room now.
Oh, yeah, just the occasional shift. It's fun. Always have a good laugh with Fallon and Emma. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it turned out that all Linda wanted was for me to put up a poster about this Clean for the Queen business.
Don't tell me you're being roped into that as well.
No, absolutely not. I really don't do cleaning.
No, neither do I these days. Ursula insists I'm not allowed to lift a finger.
Oh, lucky you. If only I had an Ursula. By the way, did she tell you I rang on Sunday?
Oh, Kirsty, I'm sorry about that. Must have forgotten.
But she did tell you.
Well, it's not like Ursula to forget.
It's not like you either.
Oh, I've been racking my brains trying to remember. She told me Tom had rung, I remember that.
I'm beginning to wonder if she actually passed the message on.
Oh, no, I'm sure she did. It's just me. This pregnancy's really knocked me sideways.
Is that all it is? Really?
What do you mean?
It's just... Well, I remember when you were expecting Henry. At this stage, you seemed to have so much energy.
I was lucky that time. Till the end, of course, when it all went pear-shaped. Like this time, it's just... Well, I don't know what. I do get horribly tired.
And you seem... You don't seem relaxed.
What?
It's like you're watching your step all the time. And you're afraid to laugh.
Oh, dear. Well, maybe it's just that your jokes aren't funny.
You're sure there's nothing else troubling you?
What else could there be?
Everything's all right with Rob?
Yes, of course. Everything's fine.
You would say, wouldn't you, if he was mistreating you?
Mistreating? Kirsty, how could you think such a thing? Rob adores me.
Yeah, I know,
He'd do anything for me, anything at all.
Anything you want?
Yes. And Ursula's the same.
Or is it always what he wants?
They're both doing what's best for me.
You really believe that?
Yes, of course.
I just wondered whether you might like to speak to somebody.
What?
You know, a counsellor or someone.
Stop it!
Right.
I'm absolutely fine.
Look, I'm sorry.
You shouldn't interfere, Kirsty. You really shouldn't.
I didn't mean to upset you.
I just need it. Just need to be left alone.
Okay.
Just go away,
sorry.
Please.
But remember, if you ever do
go
want to talk...
Go away!
Anytime, day or night, just call me, okay?
Ellen.
Oh, Rob.
What's going on? What have you said to her, Kirsty?
It's none of your business.
Helen's welfare is entirely my business. I won't stand for you coming round and upsetting her like this. Now get out.
Helen.
Did you not hear me? Get out.
Just remember what I said.
Out!
All right, I'm going.
And don't you dare come round here again!
Oh, Rob.
It's all right, my darling, it's all right. I'm here now. I'm here. And I'll look after you.
You can listen to audio highlights and actor interviews at bbc.co.uk/archers.